With Election Day less than a week away, fears of voter suppression have popped up in most, if not all, areas of the country. Will some voters be turned away? How large a role could provisional ballots play? And why is it so challenging for voting laws to be consistent from state to state? To learn more about that and the history of voting in the U.S., I spoke with Alan J. Lichtman, American University professor and author of the book The Embattled Vote in America, From the Founding to the Present. I started our conversation by asking him why the Founding Fathers didn't put the right to vote in the Constitution.
Well, you have to transport yourself back to the late 18th century. And the framers of the American Constitution believed that the right to vote was not a right at all, but a privilege. And a privilege accorded to only a very small slice of the population. That is men, and men who either owned property or paid taxes. And the debate was not whether to guarantee a right to vote in the Constitution. The debate was whether to place economic qualifications into the Constitution. And the framers decided not to do that because they couldn't agree on what the economic qualification should be, and they didn't want to override the discretion of the states, because three-quarters of the states at least, and they were hoping for all of them, had to ratify the Constitution for it to go into effect. So what the framers did then was simply default the right to vote to the states and place no right to vote in the Constitution. And even in the Bill of Rights, which specified so many rights, right of press and speech, petition, right of a trial by jury, there's nothing in there about the right to vote, and that is true to this day.
And has that actually broadened the base of voters over the course of a couple of centuries, or has it made it actually more difficult?
It's actually made it much more difficult to vote, because the lack of a right to vote means that a lot of restrictions on the vote have been blessed by the United States Supreme Court. In an earlier time, in the 19th century, the court blessed such measures to disenfranchise African Americans as literacy tests and poll taxes. Those were gotten rid of pretty much by the time of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. But new forms of voter restriction have been put into place and have been sanctified by the courts, things like very stringent voter identification laws. We just saw in North Dakota a voter identification law that required a street address, which many Native Americans who live on reservations don't have. There have also been draconian purges of voters off the registration rolls because allegedly they have not voted for a certain period of time and did not return a postcard. And of course, our elections are marked by both racial and political gerrymandering, whereby politicians draw the line to determine elections to their own advantage. If there was a constitutional right to vote, then all of these modern-day measures would be subject to much more strict scrutiny by the courts than they have been without a constitutional right to vote.
Now, politicians are always looking to maintain their power as it is, so I don't know how optimistic anyone could be, but are there a few ideas that come to mind for you to actually make it easier for more people to vote and not have their the attempt to disenfranchise them actually gain any ground?
Yeah, it's very difficult. You know, you're right. One of the Lichtman rules of politics is the first priority, maybe the only priority of office holders and office seekers, is political survival. And it's very difficult to see office holders undermining laws that they think benefit them. And most of the voter restrictions have been done by Republicans because they impact the Democratic base, poorer people and minorities. The number of reforms could be very, very important. Same-day registration, so you can register the same day that you vote. About 15 states now have such a provision, and it's very positive for voter turnout. Another is government-assisted registration. The state of Oregon pioneered this when they registered people when they applied for or renewed their driver's license. Another important reform was actually pioneered by the state of Florida, of all places. There was a grassroots movement that successfully put on the ballot, with over 60% of the vote, an anti-gerrymandering constitutional amendment. If you combine that with taking the redistricting process out of the hands of politicians and put it into independent commissions like you have in Arizona, those two reforms taken together would go a long way to improving turnout in America.
We are very, very few days away from another major midterm election. As Democrats try to get themselves the blue wave, their concerns are going to be even more voter suppression efforts on Election Day. How troubled are you by the possibility that that could happen just because of the attitudes of many people and again, those trying to maintain power?
Very worried. We saw in the state of Georgia 53,000 voter registrations suspended. I mentioned this new law in North Dakota that makes it difficult for Native Americans to vote. Donald Trump has threatened prosecution for voter fraud, clearly a deterrence for people voting. In Gwinnett County, Georgia, nearly 10% of absentee ballots, predominantly by minorities, were rejected. So I don't see this stopping because Republicans think it benefits them. Look, the Republican base is the most shrinking part of the electorate. It's older, white people. That's the most rapidly declining part of the electorate. They can't manufacture more old white people, but they can try to restrict the rising Democratic base of minorities and the less affluent. I don't see that stopping because, as I said, the Lichtman rule of politics is those in power want to keep their power.
Alan J. Lichtman, he is a professor at American University, also author of the new book, The Embattled Vote in America, From the Founding to the Present. Professor Lichtman, thanks for your time today.
My pleasure.